work on our site.
Well, that's it. Advanced tickets versus at the door pricing, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying for this concert. Like, I would say 200 people would be the limit I'd want, so I'd say 20 at the door or 50 in advance. You know?
10, 15 at the door.
Well, what about?
No, you advertise. That's what they do. You advertise
people. They have that kind of money around here.
Not me.
No, that's why you have to go for the big money.
Huh? Puis qui tu vas tirer?
People have $1,000 for the band.
But what can we offer that would be worth $1,000? Like, I know.
It doesn't matter. No, I'm thrilled to be there.
Okay. Because it's like, okay, this is $1,000 event. Yeah. No one else is doing this.
And if we get $1,000 for 100 people, we'll make it a fucking event.
Yeah, but.
But if you said if we're making an event and we're selling subscriptions to watch it online or something like that, but you can be here for $1,000, but all the tickets are already sold, but, you know, we can maybe work our way around that.
You'll have to, we'll have to work that out then, in detail, because you see more sure than I do, so.
I mean, yeah, but maybe I'm seeing it in 10 years from now.
Well,
that's all it is.
I'm saying this, this April, I could.
The police, ZZ Top, they can do that, but
the one
not
thing
you
I
on the beginning.
The one thing I gain from being confident,
I don't know,
is knowing that I'm not sure when I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
Okay, but the thing is, it's like,
I've done it before. I don't believe that everything. That's so quick.
That one
accidentally.
But yeah, no. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't think that.
Yeah, you appreciate the hotel. I'm sorry.
But ticket prices?
No, no. What are you talking about? It's your show or the show of other...
I would want other actors. Yeah. But I would have one...
Which one do you play the song? Who you call to play the song?
I'm trying to get Pierre on board.
Pierre Charbonneau?
Pierre Charbonneau?
Yeah. The guy that you see here?
Yeah.
Okay. To be realistic, okay, you think so, that they have so many people with addict, okay, that's a big word, addict of Pierre?
Not as much.
Okay, fan, okay, I'm too, okay, and do you think so many people want to pay $20 to see him?
No, but if we can, that's what I'm trying to find is like, say someone might pay $20 to see five different bands. But
okay,
I'm looking for that. So $20 would be for a whole day. So five bands, a speaker, you know, some workshops, kiosks. I think that would be, and then
that's,
I just invite.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, I mean, you know, it's like, hey, because I don't have a budget to pay people to come, but I'd be like, okay, you know what? We're offering people $20 and they get to, you know, buy your merchandise or whatever, and you get to advertise whatever you want.
And you have a place to camp?
Yeah. Yeah.
But $20 is not much.
Okay.
So c'est pas cher? Not much?
Yeah. So what would you, like, see $20 I was thinking for ground fees. I mean, if they really want to rent, we've got bigger rooms for, you know, like rooms, we've got trailers, you know, $30-$40 a night. Some of the we've got like big suites for $500 a night, which we offer $500 a month for rent, by the way. So that's what I'm saying for you. That'd be a good deal. But you know, yeah. So
that's my point.
Yeah. That's it. I know everyone doesn't have a whole lot of money to work with.
Okay, it's good to dream, okay, but be realistic, you know?
Yeah.
And job is not realistic at this moment. I'm not the guys who are dreaming like him. I'm the guys who be realistic all the way. If you want to do something,
do it right, make a plan, and follow the plan. Don't try to go, okay, we can do that, we can do that too. No, go to the plan, make the plan, okay? If you have much time, more time, if you have more money or more people, you probably can do the other, the extra on the end. You understand my
yeah.
word?
Yeah. That's why, well, I know I can throw a party and I can have a few bands play. For a, like, I've had a kegger where I've had 50 people and I was the only host. You know? They're all my friends. And I didn't need security. I was the one. I mean, I had friends who were responsible. Like, if there was a fight or anything, there was not a fight. But, you know, if any trouble would happen, you know, I had people I could count on. And I was able to host, you know, 50 people, no problem. So 100 people, I could handle with, say, if I had 3 people, like, you know, Luke and if you were there too, you know, checking things out, there wouldn't be any problem. Because it would be our friends, right? We wouldn't invite people who would be, you know, we wouldn't know or random.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless they paid $1,000, you know. Oh, that's it. I'm thinking like for $20, and it would be pretty much, like at this point, you know, I've got my social network, you guys have friends too. It wouldn't be the biggest income stream, but it would bring the word out. I don't know how to get more word out.
I can't help you.
Rubik's Cube, man.
Now you thinking of a big power?
For part
just,
of
just for your band
concept.
Yeah, you need.
But it's funny, yeah.
Power from the organ.
Yeah.
The
well, I'm thinking if I can't, what I can do is there's a way you can set up a bike. And then you just pedal an alternator and it'll charge up batteries. And so if I can set up, make a system like that, you know, I just need to find a mechanic or something, you know, but that's totally doable. You know, it'd be awesome.
Yes, awesome. A guy who's drive a bicycle to energize the band of the five band for the night?
Oh. What I'm thinking is for half of the show, or at least, okay, so first off, it's a full day event. So I would start at, like, basically in the morning, it would just be public speakers who, you know, you don't need a microphone as long as you can talk to a group. And like I said, if it's like 20 to 50 people coming to see a talker, I can just do a half circle. We've got couches and stuff. So, you know, so 9 to noon is, you know, just talkers, speakers, you know, storytellers. And then after, you know, then it's lunchtime. We've got a bus restaurant, so we get food for that, and people get meals. And then after lunch, we would have some a drum circle, you know, a little jam, you know, get everyone warmed up. Then we would start having some of the artists who we could find who are acoustic players, you know, acoustic guitar, harp, djembe, drums. Stuff like that, and do like, okay, acoustic acts, and then, you know, get on, you know, then I'd say around supper time, we have supper, and then after supper, then it's dark, then you need lights. We could try maybe for one last acoustic act, but then we would put on the PA system. Like, yeah, I mean, the aim is to not use a lot of power, but it's, you know, to also use a bit of power. But if we can get bicycle power for a two-hour show, we'll be out of that festival. So I'm thinking, so five acts I have to find and a bunch of people start to play. So That's why I'm saying, okay, friends of friends, and, you know, find as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Are you on Facebook? Yes, you are. Yes,
yeah,
I remember,
you
yeah.
are on my,
yeah.
one of my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
All your events?
The event mark status?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it.
The food is nice.
Yeah.
Now it's time to not take a break, but to be. Slower, so slower.
There's no more pot?
Well, you want to smoke? How much you want to smoke?
I don't know.
It's on your way, you think. No, fucking big bag. Big, man, big bag. Big bag.
Big man. Oh, man. You know, that's one thing, though, is, like, why don't they tax to make it legal, marijuana?
Because the mafia can't do any money, that's why.
Really?
Why do you think so?
The mafia can't make money?
Can't make money.
Because anyone can grow it?
No. Who do you think going to the money when they sell that?
Everything was dead.
But then they're going to the mafia, going to the DL machine, they're going to everybody.
What if, you know, people should be growing this, not the mafia?
Yeah, but that's why it's illegal. Because the guys who make money with it
are
not.
They want to keep it illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't they make more money making it legal?
No, because if it's illegal, that means you, him, and me would make money.
And grow it, okay, on the farm.
Yeah, now they'd rather have...
Do you have a lighter?
Control
and...
Lighter
right now, too, I guess.
Oh, man.
You know somebody who grows open legally.
Au moins, il aime la pépine, hein?
Je vois ses photos, man, à 16 ans, comme 300 kg, il a perdu comme un
destin. Ça fait ça depuis ce temps-là.
Ouais. Ça fait ça depuis ce temps-là.
Qu'est-ce que tu parles de la grosse pépine? Ah, la grosse pépine.
Oh, c'est un brew, okay. But is it something where we can sample the quality? Is he looking for property to grow on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there are.
There's numbers.
There's no limit on how big it can be.
I mean, I've got some fields.
You will doubt it when you are making... If you're growing more than your demand, your legal demand,
okay,
that's how they control it. Again, if they know you grow more than your legal demand, then you're fucked.
Okay. So if it's like something where you can grow like one or two, four plants for the year for you and your buddies, that's fine.
But if you're sick,
yeah,
it's sick spot.
Okay.
Medicine you're selling.
Yeah.
We need a prescription. We need a doctor on our side.
Okay.
Prescribe.
So I heard that they got a lot of different kinds that we can choose.
Shoot, I should become a homeopathic doctor.
Yeah.
Michelle?
No,
Luke?
I don't.
Luke?
Luke. You can prescribe pot and grow it. Fortune.
I'll start with, if we can find a grower, he must have a supply.
It's a legal pathway,
that's the problem. Eh? This one, yeah, it's legal.
Now,
yeah, but the guy who buys it has to be legal.
Who buys it?
Why? Before buying the land, we have a constructor.
No,
count the round.
No.
If you have a plus amount, if you break a month plus plus, you get the full information. They have the problem.
We give like 2 ounces per month.
How many ounces do you usually have normally?
Me and Bonnie have an ounce a month.
Yeah. So 2 ounces a month is, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay.
It's sufficient.
So basically...
Unless you have really bad disease that you're in pain.
This guy, but he's in Health Canada?
Approved by Health Canada.
Approved, yeah. It's just a contact. I don't know him.
J'ai fait le rouge, j'ai fait le bleu, j'ai fait le rouge, ah oui ça j'ai réussi, ouais mais sauf parce que j'essaie de mettre tout le
rouge,
ça
dans
deux,
There's a lot of disease approved for marijuana. So you
get pre-approved disease before you get sick. You can get sick on that. You're approved to get sick on malaria. There you go.
Okay.
It's probably pre-approved.
How pre-approved?
Approved disease. You're talking about disease?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Approved?
If you have a disease which is approved by your doctor, like anxiety or
It's not approved, the diagnosis.
You can.
I'm a legitimate junkie. Talk to my doctor.
But I will see because she's real for the pain.
They had to do that because they spent like 50 million.
Too much.
A lot of money. You know, she was trying to do it on the machine.
À saveur de melon d'eau.
What's the melon d'eau?
Watermelon.
Really? Yeah. Chemicals? Is it natural?
Genetics.
No, it's not. I mean, if it's chemicals, it's a bit more tricky.
I think the most advanced genetic is pot. Trying to make pot something else.
But the most, everyone's trying to...
They've been trying to patent pot, transform it. And every time they transform it, it was never good. It's only good in its natural state.
Okay.
It's not like heroin. Heroin, you change it from one state to the other, you can't do that with pot.
Only its natural state is the effect.
Yeah.
Natural.
THC cannot be chemically induced. We've tried. Doesn't work.
What's the difference? You know, or are they?
They haven't figured it out yet. The thing is, it's natural. So I think it adapts to what we need. You cannot chemically. It's our plant, put it that way. It's our brain plant.
Yeah, that, because that would be something.
Yeah. It's our brain plant. Wow. I was making that effort because I believed I was, what I was saying made make sense. That's a weird thing. Sometimes I will just go on a, you're asking questions, and I will just answer what I think should be right. And it sounds right.
Made sense, yeah. I think marijuana definitely...
It's our brain plant.
It, for me, I know it inspires me. Like, when I take it, I get more creative. I don't know. Like, some people just... I must have told them. Hey, Michelle, you're not...
He's thinking too much.
Okay.
But
I spoke 20
it,
years.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you say? Okay, right away, what do you say? For me, okay, I think it's that. When I smoke, it's more, it's better for me because I'm more productive, more
creative.
No.
You know, more paranoiac. No. Different effect.
Okay. Because I smoke
for
too much.
Much to open you even higher, you got to be open in the first place.
Whoa. For me, it's not working.
To go open higher?
Well, to get higher, you got to be high in the first place.
Right.
He's never been high on himself.
That's
so the high is not about himself. He gets paranoid about other people.
But myself
wow,
too.
Wow, really?
Myself
wow.
too,
Joe.
Okay.
Well, for a good high, you got to be good at yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Everybody's told us that he was not
years,
good.
Until 20 years, I smoke. Okay. I have so many times. It's happy, and we make party and every time. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's always coming back. The paranoia. Is it paranoia?
Yeah, but that's because he takes other drugs for that.
Huh?
Wait, but if it was only pot.
Quel autre drogue que j'ai consommé avec fuck you, toi? J'ai fumé du hash pendant un paquet d'années. Ensuite de ça, j'étais vraiment addict en tabarnak. I'm really fucking addict. Et ensuite de ça...
Juste pas de du hash?
Non, j'ai déjà fait une overdose.
C'est quoi?
De mescaline, mushroom...
Ah, c'est la tête, ça.
No, I did is LSD, the purest
high.
I made a big mix of drugs. Okay.
Too many times.
No. Une fois.
Ben avant que tu
connais. Oui, ben avant que tu connais.
He's just starting to get normal. 20 years ago.
Oh, I was just senti la bière toute la nuit. No. I'm from, not like that, I have to explain, but the only way, is that the only way I can
really explain?
No, I can't explain, okay? I'm coming from country, okay? Until 20 years, I really don't know anything about alcohol and drug. When I get it, I can't stop it. Come over here, it's
Oblix!
No, I'm like Oblix.
Oh.
No,
you fell in the potion early. Oh,
cares. I was drunk.
See, that's me. For me, I had some wine and I had
mais
psychedelic
comment
music.
Pourrais,
and,
comment
you
pourrais expliquer quand je tombais dedans, que je tombais en...
Yeah, when you fell, you fell hard.
So,
you're a big guy.
Well, that's it. When you deprive someone of something and then boom, introduce it, that leads in the developmental.
Me, my father...
Self-control, man. You have to teach that
the
early.
First bottle of wine I met... When say that, what's that? It says, it's like juice. If you like it, you can drink it. If you didn't like it. So for me, it was like a different juice. Okay, I like it. By the time you
realize,
when he had said the bottle was empty, and I was running in the wall, and I drank a bottle of wine.
Three quarters of a bottle of wine.
You talk about me,
though? No, in the...
Mon Satan.
That's an awesome story,
that's pretty... Yeah.
Hey, is there more beer?
I have
Il y a plus de.
I haven't found anybody younger that can testify. Guess they all died. Maybe I was at that limit. How old can you drink?
How you can drink? Yeah.
In Ontario, it's 21. Quebec, 18.
Yeah.
Oh, Ontario is not 21. It's 19.
Yeah, you're right. Actually,
yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 19 in Ontario.
No, I'm stopped. I stopped smoking. It's about 2005, and I really don't touch anything for the smoke. Beer, I drink sometimes.
Now he's the one trying to come and get me drunk. But I guess tonight you were getting drunk, so.
Huh?
I'm the only one who didn't even see this coming. I'm just supposed to be the guy in tune, you know, sit down.
See what coming?
Tonight's coming.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be here
today. That's fine. Hey, I didn't see this coming either. Well, that's it. I saw the vision to get this, but I mean, you know, I was guiding it, you know, as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. It's like, you know what? That's why next weekend we're going to have, you know, tomorrow. Okay, are you guys available for a hike tomorrow?
No, Monday.
Adam Dashuk is going to be down, and he's a promoter from Montreal. We can talk about the concert, and we can also take a hike. You know?
How about we tie him in the... I'll bring my large snow tent, okay? We tie him up, we make him fall down, and we all three go snowshoeing, pulling him.
On the toboggan?
Yeah.
Oh, we could do that.
Just to freak him out. We're kidding. You can walk
him out. I'm
ready. I guess that's a fascinating result.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure if it's snowshoes, skis, or a canoe they eat now.
At this time of year?
Yeah. Now it's just like so much water.
Tu peux te dire que le grand Martino, il était faire du ski, là.
Deadly.
Puis il a dit la semaine. Il était faire du ski jeudi, parce que j'ai parlé jeudi. Puis mon gars, il est arrivé chez eux, là. Tu trempes à la veste.
Well, maybe not in the mountains, but at the barn for the sugar shack, and maybe a bit of a hike. Because I want to show Adam the barn. We can look at the stage on Monday, Luke. You can look at a room. You know, introduce him, watch him.
We should have a party on Monday night.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Okay.
So I've got the beer. Bring some herb if you got it.
Yeah.
And then I've got an internet connection. I'll bring the laptop. You can watch some YouTube. You can show off Simplicity to him. You know, talk about his event.
Sorry, I always forget you played, you know. I'm always at the barn with you.
No, I'm talking about the barn.
You're saying at your place.
No, on Monday it would be at the barn. Well, we can give the tour at the barn and have the party back at my place. I mean, wherever is fine.
We should not give a tour and have a party. Tour while we party.
Yeah, exactly.
The party. First.
It would have to be a party at the barn.
There's no purpose at all. Like,
fair party,
yeah, tour, but you don't say it's about a tour.
Yeah, you guys are going to, this is it. It's just going to be...
I heard we come in with all too much beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. So we'll do it Monday. So we'll...
Too much beer, you can go to the...
I can't even buy beer, man. I'm not sure where to put it. The bank card, je t'ai pas donné.
Hey man, I can hook us up with you.
C'est pas pour rien que tu ne l'as pas donné.
Mais oui,
c'est vrai. Il faut que tu l'aies
encore.
Il a donné ta carte de crédit à lui.
Non, je vais donner la mienne au lieu de le payer. Je lui ai dit, bon, tant qu'à donner le crédit, je te donne.
Okay.